Thank you. Good afternoon. It's getting cold. You guys all right? The drum set you recognize this afternoon. A little bit big for this sanctuary, but my son joined the school band when he was in junior high school, and he plays percussion, and he plays many kinds of percussion instruments, and including drums. And one day we're talking about we used to have the electric drums over there, the silver one. We can make the drum sound, it's not real, you know. And he wants to practice, and also he wants to play the real drums. And so we're talking about maybe God will provide us if we really need. And one Bible, prayer meeting. We have the prayer meeting for Japanese every Thursday night. And I said my son wants to have the real drum set. And one girl, lady, Rebecca, she said she has a friend, and he has the drums, and he wants to give it away because it's too big for his room. And well, we could buy if it's used, but Rebecca's friend said, no, I just want to give it to somebody who wants to play the drums. Well, why not? So I called him, and he is a Christian. He's a Korean guy. He doesn't go to church now, but he said he's a Christian, and he was really glad his drums used at the church. And so we brought these drums here, and he practiced a couple months, and we put it in the next room, and from this Sunday, we put this drum set here. Maybe a little bit big, and you put the this is a silent pad, so you don't need to put the pad on. This is just for practice. You can take it out, but we need some more adjustment because it makes a little bit big sound. But this is one of the answer of God's prayer. And my son was surprised. You know, we just talked. Why God listened to our talking? You know? And said, yeah, God is listening everything we think in our heart. And God provide us what we really need. And he and me also had a good lesson. And he played drums this morning, and he really enjoyed that. Thank you, God. And this afternoon, I'd like to talk about the message of the cross. Today's theme is peace. I don't make any PowerPoint this afternoon. But, of course, you know, our God is the God of peace. And God is the one who loves peace. Romans 15:33 says, I love this passage very much. 15:33 says, the God of peace be with you all. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. God of peace. Our God is God of peace. God created this whole universe in peace. He made everything in unity. Peace is not means everything is the same. God makes everything different, but makes them in peace. Like we can make the good sound with different instruments. And also the whole universe relates to each other. And like vegetables, animals, birds, insects, they relate each other. Of course, the air, the ground, everything. They work together in peace. Only human being, we break the peace. We've been broken, and we are breaking the peace of the whole universe. That's why we are now struggling with this environment problems. God make them in unity, them in peace. But we not only break our peace, but also we break the peace of whole universe. That's why we are sinful. That's why we are separated from God. We have to understand why we are suffered. Why we are suffered in this environment. Why this the earth is getting warmer. Why the air is polluted. Why the animals are perished. Why we are facing the different diseases, virus. That is because we have broken the peace of whole universe, the system of earth. So we have to realize that our God is peace, the peace of God. 1 Corinthians 14, 33 says, if you have a Bible, turn into 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. Amen. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. And King James, New King James said, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Only human beings, we are the author of confusion. But God is not. God the author of peace. But we have broken and we're breaking the whole system. And also we broke the peace between God and human beings. God wants to have the peace with us. God wants to have the peace relationship with us. But we broke the promise, we broke the relationship with God by our sin. We broke the relationship. God wants to have the peace, but we threw out the peace. But God is still the God of peace. God wants to have a peace. Even though we broke the peace, but God wants to have a peace. So what he did, he sent the Son to restore the peace with us. Because he is the peace of God. He really wants to have the peace. So he sent his only son to recreate the peace relationship with sinful human beings. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15 says, "For he himself is our peace, he is Jesus Christ, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulation. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility." There are two peace is described in passages. Two peace. One is peace with Jews and the Gentiles, with the peace between the human beings. The other peace is the peace between human beings and God. So Jesus Christ died on the cross, create the two pieces. Now it says two peace. One is the hostility between the human beings. Because we're sinful, we broke the whole system of the universe, and also we broke the relationship with human beings. So we start war, we hate each other, we kill each other, we hate each other. But Jesus Christ died on the cross to take away our hostility. He put our hostility on his cross. And also, after Jesus Christ created the peace between human beings, he wants to have, he created the peace between them, between us, and God through his cross. So you know the cross shows the two line. Horizontal line means the peace between human beings, between me and neighbors. And vertical bar, shows the peace between God and us. So cross is really the sign of peace. So we have to see the message from this design that God really wants us to have peace. Whenever we see the cross, we have to understand, realize that this is the message of God. God wants to have a peace. And also Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as member of one body, you are called to peace." Amen. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. You are called to peace. What does this mean? We have peace between we and God, and also we are called to create the peace. Jesus said that people who create the peace is called Son of God. We are not just, of course we are so glad that we have peace with God, but that's the start. So then we are called, we'll be sent to create the peace. We have to be messengers of peace because we have peace. Because Christ, the peace of Christ is in our hearts. So let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The Christ is the Prince of Peace. He came to this earth to create the peace, and he wants to create the peace in our heart. So let him rule in our heart. When you feel uncomfortable to somebody, or we feel some hostility in our heart, or hatred, all kinds of unpeaceful feeling, we need Christ in our heart. Nobody except Christ can create the peace in our heart. We are sinful because we cannot create the peace. Only Christ. So we create the peace because Christ is in our heart. So let Christ work through our body to create the peace in our neighbor, in our family, in our school, in our office, in our neighbors, in this world. And finally, Ephesians 6:15 says, and with your feet fitting with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. The gospel we proclaim is the gospel of peace. The gospel we proclaim is not the message of hatred, message of fighting. We proclaim the message, the gospel of peace. But we have to, we put the shoes, or we put something in our foot, the readiness. We should be ready anytime to go, to be sent to anybody, to spread, to proclaim this gospel of peace. So we have to be the messenger. We have to be the ambassador. Be sent to anywhere to spread the gospel of peace. Because we have the peace. Because we are reconciled. Because we have the peace with God. And our heart is ruled by Christ. So our life is filled with peace. Then we go to the other one. We go to our neighbors to spread the peace, the message of peace. So when we see the sign, we see this design of cross, we always realize that this is the message of God. What is the message of God? It's peace. How about your heart today? Your heart is ruled by Christ, and your heart is filled with peace. How about your family? How about your friends, your office, They have no fight. How was last week? No fight with your spouse, your sons and daughters, your friends? How about that? Of course, we have struggles, we fight or quarrel, but thank you, God. Christ is in our heart. The peace of Prince, the Prince of Peace is here. And God, the Christ wants us to have peace, firstly in our heart, next with the friends. Then we are sent, we are called to spread the peace. We are now the Christmas season will come, and so in Japan, the people are, most of them are not Christians, but they love Christmas. They love Christmas. You recognize that. Why Japanese are not Christians, but they love Christmas? It's a big question to me. Yeah. Yeah. So please ask, I ask you, try to explain what the real meaning of Christmas to Japanese. They love buy the present, or send the present, eat the Christmas cake. At the time, this is a good time to tell what the Christmas means. What the Christmas? What happened on the Christmas day? God sent His only Son to give us peace. We don't have any peace with cake or with presents. We'll start the fighting again. Right? Yeah. But when we have the Christ in our heart, the peace starts. So this is a good time to have the readiness in our feet. You know. So we pray and we ask God to help us to send the people who lost the peace. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that we have peace with you, because you are the God of peace. Lord, thank you so much today. We have the service with full peace. Of course, we have other problems. We have wars and battles, and problems with people. God, we need you. And we need your power to recreate the peace. Lord, you created this whole universe with peace, but our sinful nature broke your peace, Lord. We're so sorry for that, Lord. Lord, but we need you. We need to create the peace in our heart. We need to create the peace with our neighbors, with family and friends. And so we need you to create the peace between nations, countries. Lord, this whole universe, or the whole earth, is full of wars and battles, even in this Christmas time, Lord. Lord, we don't know how to stop the wars. But Lord, we need your wisdom, and we know that only Jesus Christ can stop the whole wars and start the peace, Lord. Lord, we want your encouragement, each one of us, Lord, especially in this Christmas time. the people who Japanese love the Christmas season, but they don't know the real meaning is. Lord, send us as the messenger of the gospel of peace, and let us proclaim that this is the Christmas is the time God sent us the real peace. Lord, thank you so much this service. Thank you so much this time. Thank you so much your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.